Blog Talk Radio.
All right, from the top, free balling. She's a good girl, loves her mama, loves Jesus and America too. She's got big tits, crazy about humping. She loves bareback and a vibrator too. It's a long day living in the Bay. It's a long day, 'cause I got a big penis. There's a hippie running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for wearing no underpants, 'cause I'm free, free balling. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. Yes, I'm free, free ballin'. That's right, I'm wearing any underpants tonight, kids. I hope you aren't either. That's because I'm free. Free ballin'. That's when you're wearing pants with no underpants. Try it sometime. Enjoy it. Be liberated.
Disorderly Conduct
with your host
Vince at the Bay.
Vince in 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 the Bay.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Everybody, it's Vince in the Bay. Welcome to another edition of Free Ball Friday. I have no underpants on, and but I am wearing pants. I'm not naked. I'm wearing pants, no underpants. It's Free Ball Friday. That's how we do it on Friday. I had a cancellation tonight, folks. Unfortunately, my regularly scheduled co-host dropped out at the last minute. And we were going to have Ruby Sexy Candy on tonight, but she had to bail at the last minute. So it's just me. It's just me and my balls jingling in my pants. And I'm going to take calls. It'll be open lines tonight. 347-826-7667 is the number. Let's go to the lines now. And I believe I have Nature Boy. What's up, Nature Boy?
Hello there, Vince of the Bay. How you doing tonight, my friend?
Doing good, man. I just watched the March Madness. I saw Ohio State get upset by Kentucky. That was interesting.
Yeah.
This seems to be opening up the road to the finals for my Carolina Tar Heels nicely. The two biggest teams that I was afraid of
Carolina Tar Heels.
Are gone. I'm a Carolina Tar Heel fan, dude.
Yeah.
You got a problem with that?
UCLA there or something along those lines. What team you got down there in the Bay? You got the Warriors, I mean.
I got the Warriors, yeah, I'm a Warrior fan. I'm a tried and true Warrior fan. I'm not such a big fan of the local college teams, but I am a Warrior fan. I do support the Warriors. My father went to the University of North Carolina. He was a Tar Heel. And so he raised me to be a Tar Heel fan. And when I was a kid, I used to go to games. Whenever the Tar Heels would play on the West Coast, I would go to games with my dad. We went down to UCLA to see North Carolina play UCLA. God, I don't even know what year it was. But UCLA had on their team Reggie Miller. And North Carolina had Kenny Smith and J.R. Reed and a bunch of guys. They were ranked number one, and they got upset by Reggie Miller. That shows you how old I am. I saw Reggie Miller play when he was in college. He's already retired from pros now.
Well, yeah, really.
It's nuts. But anyways, yeah, so I grew up being a Tar Heel fan, so I like the Tar Heels. I'm pulling for them.
Pretty good. Well,
yeah. What about you? You don't care. You don't care about college basketball?
No, I'm not a big college basketball fan. Don't really pay that much attention to it. But I do want you and all your listeners to pay attention to the exclusive, the world premiere tonight. An all new season of Prairieville USA begins tonight.
Oh, really?
BlogTalkRadio.com, yes. BlogTalkRadio.com / greatest of all time. That's where you'll find us. Again, BlogTalkRadio.com / greatest of all time tonight, 3 a.m. Eastern, 2 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. in air in the Bay. Woo!
Nice.
It's going to be great.
I checked out your show last night or the night before, and you were simulcasting with some Dr. John or something. What's that dude all about?
Yeah, Dr. John, he's a newbie to the late night, the very late night or early morning Blog Talk Radio scene, and he's also a new member of the Debbie Daly Network, so we're kind of, you know, breaking him in.
There you go.
Yeah.
So you're back on the Debbie Daly Network, you're back together with her now, everything's cool?
Well, I don't know if I'm back on the Debbie Daly Network, but me and Debbie are hashing out our differences. I do love her. She is my wife, you know. So.
Oh, you guys are married?
Yeah, me and Debbie Daly.
Oh.
We are
I didn't realize you guys were an item. I thought she was married to some guy named Vic or something.
Yeah, Vic is her on the side man. But, you know, the Nature Boy is her, you know, every night man. Whoa.
You're the main squeeze. I get it. You're the you're the featured presentation. They're like the circus sideshow.
Yeah, but you got to keep that between us two, Vince.
Yeah, no, secret safe with me, bro. Trust me. I have zero. I nobody listens to this show, so no, nobody will find out anyways. Whatever. Hey, man, do you want to stick around for a while? You know, I had my co-host bail on me tonight at the last minute, so if you don't mind sticking around, we can take some calls or we can chop it up about whatever. I know you usually just pop in and pop out, but if you want to stay for an extended segment here for extended period of time, you're welcome to stick around tonight, dude.
I wouldn't mind. I would.
Yeah. Folks, if you want to join me and Nature Boy, we are taking calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. Thank you to the early chit-chatters, Fat Red Dragon, Hot Janelle, Matilda Blankets, and Sloppy Swarm. Sloppy Swarm. Yeah, it's a good one. What up, Matilda Blankets? I got you. She's okay. So Matilda Blankets comes in the chat room, says, "Hi, Vinny. You got me, Vinny." And then she bails. What's that all about?
Oh, no, it's probably some.
That's
some
not what I call dedication, exactly. But, I wanted to say Hot Janelle. Ladies and gentlemen, Hot Janelle is going to be my co-host on Sunday night, the mega show, Sunday night mega show with Vince in the Bay. I'm actually soliciting co-hosts for upcoming shows. If you're interested in being a co-host on my show, I do have a rotating door of guest co-hosts that I like to have on the show. This week I've had two folks. I had Goofy Bone on Wednesday was my co-host, and last night it was the lovely Angel, and we had a good number of callers and listeners last night too. That was a great turnout, great show last night. If you missed it, check out the archive. That was actually last night's show was the third all-time most live listened to show that I've had. In fact, in the past week, I've shattered my record for most live listeners. The top three all-time Vince in the Bay live listening broadcasts happened this week. And it was actually a week ago today, this Free Ball Friday last week at this time, that I had that the shit was just out of control. We were trying to replicate it tonight by bringing back Ruby Sexy Candy in another night, but she bailed at the last minute. So you just have me, therefore the sexy factor is a little bit lacking tonight, especially considering how it was last night with the lovely Angel. Always a pleasure to have her on the program. So I'm here with the Nature Boy. If you want to join us, the number 347-826-7667. Oh, that's right. Fat Red Dragon brings up the fact that Fanarab was supposed to deliver a bunch of listeners tonight. Tonight was supposed to be the night. He said he needed Wednesday night, we threw the gauntlet down. We said, hey, if you're so good at bringing in the listeners, he took credit for all these shows that I had over the past week where I broke my personal record for live listeners. What the fuck did he? Who am I talking about? What am I doing here?
I'm a little loaded there too, Mrs. May. You kind
of dude. I just
lost
took, well, first of all, to get you up to speed on what I'm having. I smoked a rainbow earlier before the show started. That's why I lost my. It's so easy for me to lose my train of thought. I've got this little sampler. I went down to the vapor room, which is one of the world-renowned cannabis joints, weed stores here in San Francisco. And I'm team sativa. I like to go for the sativa dominant strains. And I went in and got a couple of sativa dominant strains, and then two hybrids. And I ended up picking up Green Kush, Purple Diesel, Orange Crush, and Blue Cheese. Almost all the colors of the rainbow right there for you. That's like your fruity rainbow assortment San Francisco treat for you. So I took a little pinch of all four, put them in the grinder, and made a little salad.
Oh, my God.
And, Fanarab, right. So Fanarab, okay, so I told you that over the past week I've set personal records for live listeners. And yes. Fanarab is this guy that comes in, he usually comes in around the second hour of my show, and he gives me tons of crap in the chat room. And then And then, but then he says it's for my own good. He's just trying to, you know, trying to push me as an entertainer, and that's fine. I appreciate that. But he also takes credit for like everything that happens good in my on my show. If I have a record turnout of listeners, he takes credit for it. So he said that he was responsible for these couple of shows that I had last week that were just off the charts with the live listeners. And so we said, all right, fine, dude. Well, then if you're so good, why don't you, you know, quadruple the chat room right now? You know, at the time we had like 10 people, and I was like, all right, make it 30 right now. Make it, if you can, you know, make this chat room triple right now in the next 10 minutes or whatever, you know, I'll believe you got something. He's like, oh, no, I need at least 24 hours. So we're like, all right, fine, 24 hours, no problem. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 48. I told him he could have until today, Friday night, to get me, I think we said 600 listeners.
600, oh my God.
Yeah, because that's what, BTR is kind of, you know, first of all, I don't put a lot of faith into BTR's statistics that they have for listeners, because yeah. For my Sunday show, for example, when I first finished it, it said I had something like 600 live listeners. I was like, damn, okay, yeah, it kind of felt like 600. It was like crazy. And then the next day it said it was like 1,000. And I was like, no way, a fucking 1,000? Are you kidding me? And then a couple days later it went back down to like 500. So I don't know how they're calculating their shit, but I've been categorizing my show as comedy, and I pissed off a lot of the fucking top comedy shows by having that yeah. huge day. Suddenly people were coming into my show saying, who the fuck is Vincent DeBay? Like comedian Stevie Mack came into my show last night, and he's like, hey man, you unseated Blogenstein or some, there's some comedy guy named Blogenstein or something.
Yeah.
I'll have to look it up. But I guess he's had the record for most listeners for a long time. And he's always been at the top of that page. And suddenly like I broke through and beat him out on that page. And now all the comedy people are like gunning for me now. They're like, who's this Vincent the Bay guy? This is guy without the blue star. What's that all about? Do you know what that's all about? The blue stars on shows. When you look on the live on air shows, there's like there'll be like three or four at the top that have blue stars. What does that mean?
I don't know. It's probably like a 3-star, 4-star system, 5-star system.
No, it's a 1-star system. You either have it or you don't. It's like this blue star. It's almost like the, you know, like the Star of David. Like these are the anointed shows or whatever. I'll tell you what, I'd never get the fucking star, dude. I never get the star.
I think you have to be a super kiss ass to get the blue star.
Oh, really? Or that's for the people that are not premium, that are like the whatever the maximum amount. Like how much is the maximum amount if you have the most pimped out BTR host profile and everything? How much are you paying a month for that? Are there people paying like hundreds of dollars a month for like some crazy profile with like an extra big switchboard or some shit?
Yeah, they're like, oh yeah, like Mr. Black Conservative, who I've heard claim to be an owner. Yeah, he's an actual owner.
Oh, you know what? I developed a new segment for my show inspired just by the Black Conservative. I want to have him on my show just so I can do this with him. And it's called, it's a new segment. And, you know, I'll do it with you. You're going to be my guinea pig, Nature Boy. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'm going to introduce a brand new segment tonight. It's called Tongue Twisters. And Nature Boy is going to be my first ever contestant tonight. And what we're going to do is I'm going to take a little smoke break. And Nature Boy, I would encourage you to dabble in whatever smoking or libations or whatever it is that you have, ideally smoking cannabis. Yeah. Take care of that right now with me, and we'll be right back with the first ever edition of Tongue Twisters with Vince in the Bay. I'll be right back.
Take a look. Take this. Hey, like you got shit to do tomorrow. You don't have to go to work. Don't take it.
I got a drink.
Come on. Let's stimulate your mind. You ain't got shit to do. Put it in your mouth.
Shut up.
That's the shit, ain't it? That's the shit. That's the shit.
Wake the motherfucker all up.
It's my shit. I can do whatever I want to do. Stop hitting it so hard. Oh, shit. Oh, you fucking up the rotation. Puff, puff, give. Puff, puff, give. Fucking up the rotation. You can get killed with somebody else. That's some serious shit. You're lucky you're my boy. The one hit the quit the bomb shit. I wanna do a joint venture. Let me make sure there ain't no lump in the goddamn center. Impregnated, fucking joint, fuck it, I can smoke it and I still get faded.
Call, bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. Twisters with Vince in the Bay. Now say red leather, yellow leather five times fast.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather. Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather, red leather, yellow leather.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Fat frogs flying past fast.
Fat frogs flying past fast.
she sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
Say toy boat 5 times fast.
Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Okay. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. Toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat, toy boat. All right.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream.
Shirley shall see the sunshine soon.
Shirley shall see the sunshine soon.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
All right, Nature Boy, you get the idea of what the program's all about now. Nature Boy.
Yes, yeah. Yeah,
are you ready? Are you ready to play Tongue Twisters, Nature Boy? All right, boy, brother, this is how it works. I'll give you a tongue twister, and you have 3 chances to get it right. And if you get it right, you move on to the next one. If you get all the way through, let's do 5. All 5 of them. If you get through all 5 of them, you win a prize. And I'll tell you what it is after you tell me. Well, first of all, Nature Boy, where are you calling from today?
I'm calling from where I always call from.
H-Town, right? H-Town?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Let me figure out what you're... I got to see what you're playing for tonight. Let's go to H-Town. All right, let's see. Tonight, the Nature Boy will be playing for a queen-size bed. That's right, a queen-size bed, mattress, and box spring available for pickup Friday or Saturday, 8 to 12 noon, no frame included. But this is free, so this is in Memorial City as well. So I don't know if you're familiar with that locale, but that's where you're going to pick it up if you win. So, all right, let's get to it here. All right, here's the first one. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Tongue twister number 1. Mary Mary married Harry Harry. Go ahead, Nature Boy.
What? Mary married Harry Harry? Is that what you said? Is that right?
No. Here, I'll play it again. You ready?
Yeah.
Mary Mary married Harry Harry.
Mary married Harry Harry? Is that right?
No. Here, listen to it one more time. You get 3 shots at it. And we're not going to do 5. We're going to do 3. But let's see. Here it is. One more time. Mary Mary married Harry Harry.
Mary Mary married Harry Harry. Is that right?
Correct.
Yes.
All right. One down, 2 to go. Here you go. This is the next one. This is tongue twister number 2.
Please, Paul, pause for applause.
Please, Paul, pause for applause.
Correct. Nice work. All right, one more to go, bro. Are you ready for this one? This is gonna be a tough one.
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Can you please repeat that?
Yes.
Any noise annoys an oyster, but a noisy noise annoys an oyster most.
Any noise and oyster. But a noisy noise. A noise and oyster roast.
What was the last part there? You almost had it, dude. The end of there was fucked up. Try it again.
Try what? Replay it again.
Any noise, an oyster. But a noisy noise, a noise an oyster most.
Any noise, an oyster. But a noisy noise, an oyster most.
Correct.
Thank you. Yeah. I did it. I won.
Correct. Congratulations, Nature Boy. You're the winner. The proud owner of a brand new queen size bed. You have to pick it up in Memorial City, though. It's a queen size bed, no frame. It's just a mattress and a box spring. And it's going to be available for pickup tomorrow between 8 and 12. And it doesn't say whether that's 8 a.m. or p.m. So I would show up at 8 a.m. and stay till 12 noon. And if that doesn't happen, go back at 8 p.m. and 12 midnight and see how that works out.
I'll do it. I will do it for my queen size or king size bed, whatever they have decided.
Yeah.
I won. I did it. Thank you.
There you go. Congratulations to Nature Boy. And in honor of his win tonight in Tongue Twisters, we will play the Nature Boy theme song. It's entitled Nature Boy from Primus. Here it is, Nature Boy, just for you. You guys want to join us? 347-826-7667 is the number. Vince in the Bay. We'll be right back.
You betrayed me? Why?
Wait, who's betrayed you? What are you talking about? Who's
You're
betraying
playing
who?
This song? You're playing this ridiculous song? Like them to be.
Demi, are we on the network?
Economy. Two solutions. We don't have to do both of them. We just pick one. At the end, we'll vote American Idol style. I'll give you a phone number to call. Two solutions. We can fix the economy right away if we just do one of these two solutions. One. According to politician Tom Amiano, if California legalized weed, we would make $1 billion in tax revenue the first year alone. $1 billion in tax revenue. That's just the first year. And that's just in California. That's not all. What if all the states legalized weed? We'd be pimping tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? That's $1 billion. And that's just on the tax revenue from weed. That doesn't even include weed-related products like ding-dongs, ho-hos, Twinkies, everything Hostess, new flavors of Gatorade, new colors of vitamin water, bottled water, microwave burritos, churros, and carnivals and fairs, anything shiny. You know what I mean? DVDs at the grocery store that cost a dollar that you shouldn't buy, but you do because you're high. I didn't know Steven Seagal made a musical. What the fuck is this, man? We have to get five of these. We have to get five because the holidays are coming up and these are going to be valuable. Just buy all of them. Just buy all of them. Put the food and milk back. You know, the DVDs of Steven Seagal. Plus, even if weed was legal, you know people would still be, you know, growing it in their basements. That wouldn't change people. People probably is like, what? Hell no. I don't want any of that Walgreens brand weed. What are you talking about? I don't want any of that booty-ass Rite Aid weed. What the fuck are you talking about? What? Kirkland weed? Nah, man, I'm not getting any of that shit. So that's number one. But if you, for example, don't like drugs, you think drugs, legalized drugs is wrong and dangerous, here's the second solution. We re-legalize slavery. Oh, you like the first way better now? Is that what the...
Hold up.
With Vince.
fence in the bay.
Smoke weed every day.
Give us a call, bitches. 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show.
Smoke weed every day.
I don't get down like that.
I do. I'm Vincent the Band, back here with my guest tonight for the first hour. It's so far been my man, Nature Boy, holding it down, laying low in the cut there. We just heard another track featuring Nate Dogg, rest his soul, celebrating his life. Snoop Dogg has been celebrating his life, doing putting on shows, benefits for his family. It's really sad. What a talented guy, gone at 41 years old. Nuts. But speaking of Snoop Dogg, he's got a new record coming out on Tuesday. It's called Dogumentary. And I heard the first track, and it's a piece of garbage. So it sounds like,
Who's this guy that you said was dead at 41?
Nate Dogg, bro. You didn't hear that?
Really?
Yeah, the guy you just, that Snoop track I just played right there, that the guy that was singing on it, he sings on like all of Snoop and Warren G stuff, Nate Dogg.
He
passed away last week. He's had over the past couple of years, he's had a couple of strokes, and he's been in really bad physical health for a while, and I guess he had some complications, and boom, was gone.
Oh.
So I did a tribute show to him, and I've been playing his music all week. What's up to everybody in the chit chat room as well as the tiny chat? The tiny chat room is open, and I think knowing the characters that are in there right now, it could potentially get nasty in there, or just in tiny chat in general. These guys, this Red Dragon character goes nuts in there. He ambushes other tiny chat, unsuspecting tiny chat rooms, and takes off his clothes and does little belly dances and sees how long he can stay in there before he gets kicked out. Actually, you know what? The last time you did it, Fat Red Dragon, I recorded it. You know what? I haven't uploaded that. Thank you for reminding me. I got to find that. But I recorded, was it last night or the night before? There was some chat room with a bunch of Hispanic kids in it. And that was great. That was classic. You guys really need to – what you guys need to do is you need to record these like I did. And I'll take another smoke break in a little bit, and maybe I'll upload it. But you guys should archive these and then put out like a DVD, like a series of these. I think it'd be huge. Just Tiny Chat Ambush compilation is where it's at. If you don't know what I'm talking about, the hysterics that ensue over at the 420 Grindhouse show. That's Cannabis Monk's program. And he's got his two, he's flanked by his two very astute and amazing co-hosts. He's got Fat Red Dragon and Hot Janelle. And Hot Janelle has been confirmed to be my co-host on Sunday night for Mega Show. We've got some serious work to do, though, on Sunday, Hot Janelle, because last Sunday I had over 500. Now it's over 500. I thought for a while it was over 1,000, but it was like over 500 listeners on the last Mega Show. So we need to shatter that record. That's why I've enlisted your services to be my co-host on Sunday night, so we can get down and show the kids on the internet how to party. All right. And if you're in the tiny chat and you don't know how to mute people, all you have to do is hover over their pictures and then just slide down the bar there, the volume bar, as I'm demonstrating right now to myself. nobody else understands what I'm doing. But whatever, it is what it is. I'm Vince in the Bay, and I've got my co-host and the first, the reigning champion of tongue twisters, the Nature Boy, Ric Flair. What's on your mind, Nature Boy, Ric Flair? Tell the people something.
Yes. Woo! I am the reigning champion, indeed, of tongue twisters. There's no one out there that can beat me. I guarantee.
Hey, Nature Boy, I think
Settle down.
My studio audience seems to disagree with you, Ric Flair. You're going to have to set them straight.
Yeah, screw your studio audience. Do you hear me? Screw every last one of them.
I actually have done that already. I've already actually done that. I think I've screwed almost all of them. I'm looking at them all now. Let's see. Wait, who's Troy, who's behind you? Tabitha. Yeah, I've done all of them, actually. You're right. I have technically screwed my whole audience. So never mind. I
Troy
beat you to
included?
The punch, bro.
Troy included?
Huh?
Yeah. You heard me.
English, please. English translation. And that way I can translate it in Spanish for my listeners tuning in shortwave. We have our shortwave listeners on radio station WZXKY in Santiago, Chile. We're going to pause 5 seconds for them to for their station to identify themselves now.
Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva, invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del todo. El hombre.
All right, so I'm back with Nature Boy. We're taking your calls, 347-826-7667. Big ups to the chit-chatters, Beach Bum 55, Big Booty Ho, Fat Red Dragon.
Big Booty Ho, yeah.
Yeah, there's a Big Booty Ho in the chat room right now, dude.
Big Booty Ho, you call the Nature Boy right now. 347, the rest of that number, that's all he says. 7667. Yeah.
3-4. So I guess Big Booty Ho, I don't know if you heard that, but the Nature Boy is on the line with me, the Nature Boy Ric Flair, and he wants to encourage you to call in, sister. He thinks
Live
you are the Big Booty Ho for him.
Woo! Yes! I hope that's a female, by the way. Females only!
Females only. Big Booty Ho says, I want to usher in my pants. I would like to make a request. You need to turn this Lady Gaga radio station out. What do you mean, this Lady Gaga radio station? Oh, does she want me to play some radio, some Lady Gaga?
No,
I don't think I have...
Usher in my pants.
Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits! Show your tits!
Not you, Nature Boy. Don't show your tits. I don't want to see your tits. I think that was more directed towards Big Booty Ho. But actually, Big Booty Ho, don't we want to see her big booty more than her big tits?
I want to see her big everything, except
yeah.
for...
She says she's on Craigslist, but Craigslist doesn't have...
Oh, no.
Like,
oh, no, Vince. She's a Craigslist killer part two.
No, she's not. Well, you know what? You know what she is now? She's history now. She's gone. You scared her away, dude.
Oh, the Craigslist killer, oh no. Well, I'm glad you're gone, Craigslist killer. Big Booty Ho, mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the type of things they do. Didn't you watch that Lifetime movie about the Craigslist killer?
I don't watch Lifetime.
What? You don't watch Lifetime?
No,
Lifetime?
Dude.
Network?
Absolutely not. No, never. Don't get me wrong. I would bang the shit out of Meredith Baxter Burney, which actually I think she got rid of the Burney. I think she's just Meredith Baxter again.
Yeah.
So I think she's available. I'd totally bang the shit out of her. Don't get me wrong. I'd star in a Lifetime movie solo, one-on-one with her.
benefits in the lifetime. Well, oh my God.
Yeah.
That's horrible, Vince. That's about where you're headed, Vince. It's a lifetime.
Hey, I don't mind it. I've actually worked on a Lifetime show before. When I was in New York, I did sound on some Lifetime show. It was like one of these up all night movies, but you know how they have these up all night movies, but they have some people chit chatting, introducing the film before and after the commercials. I worked on one of those shows, and it was really cheeseball. It was the people were really cheesy. It was kind of, but it paid really well. It was scary. I mean, those people are paid really well to talk about complete garbage before and after a really shitty movie.
Oh my God! So Vincent LeMay, you worked for Lifetime?
No, I worked for a company that was a production company that worked for that produced Lifetime shows. Yeah. So by default, yes, but they weren't my direct employer. No. When I lived in New York, I worked as a sound mixer out there for a couple of years, and I worked on a lot of productions, a lot of stuff, mostly as a sound guy, though, mostly on the technical end. I wasn't in a reality show, but I worked on a lot of with a lot of reality shows and music videos. I worked on a ton of music videos. I actually produced a couple of music videos. In fact, if you go on YouTube and YouTube Whodat, Whodat. WHODAT ? Whodat by Black Sheep. You ever heard of Black Sheep?
Yes, I've heard of Black Sheep.
Well, Drez from Black Sheep did a comeback record called 8WM, which you haven't heard it and you like Black Sheep, you should get it. It's fucking awesome. But he did it super low budget, produced it all himself. And the DJ's not even with him anymore. He still calls it Black Sheep, but it's really just Drez solo. And I hooked up with him when I was in New York and shot some live videos for him and then ended up shooting a music video for him. He asked me to do a music video for him, ultra, ultra low budget, super ultra low budget music video. It was all out of his pocket. All he had money for was basically for the lights and the renting the camera and all that stuff. And he provided the location. He provided all the talent. He provided all the wardrobe. I mean, he brought in a whole crew. Just like he called in a ton of favors. And it ended up being a fucking pretty sick shoot. I mean, it wasn't very complicated or snazzy video. It was pretty just raw and straightforward. But it turned out pretty good. And the track is fucking raw. You should definitely check it out. Black Sheep, Whodat. The music video, if you go to YouTube, it's on my account. I'm the music video director, and so there you do. There you have it. Who dat bitch?
You got to know the real. What you thought? You thought you weren't gonna see me? Come on. Yeah, come on. Come on.
Promenade with a sword, did the snake and snowflake, full of fraud, but I'm on the Lord's complex and tough cakes. I react and subtract, I impact in the track while they slack and piggyback. I blacked out, swing a battle axe at a poodle, avalanche on the ranch, cause my style straight for noodles, expand with grand slams, advance with elegance, and mystique unaware that you speak irrelevant. Prepare to outlast, my dread, the outcast, with guns to outblast, and love to outlast like a sumo. I'm pushing kids out of the loop, cause they look soft like a cracker in soup. And I don't care what you got, who you know or what not, cause even big shots with buckshot, polka dots I rose to a fruit, and bit the bullshit to do, and get bigger cause everywhere I go they telling me my nigga who
that. I like the way he do that, cause nowadays they do that.
Magnanimous. limitless. My touch magnificent, I hush hilarious. With immaculate chances, known for stacking the chances back in the past. I'll make my niggas pass it and blast. I'll make the last one that you ever hear be, yo, there he go. Cause niggas are splashing, dashing, get to know Mexico. I'm coming straight from New York, where we stalk and double talk. Pop corks and jaywalk in the street with tomahawk. Rock, 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 rock. Assault, blast, assault, somersault. Hope to never halt, open the vault once again. The name's Trez, I'll be the one you're getting under. Even if you hit the number, looking better than your gunner. Let it begin. Let the wave spin like a blend. Rest to ascend, shade of Caribbean men. Either say it was soul, or nigga, say it again. Let it ascend, rewind and play it again.
I like the way he do that, cause nowadays they do that. Can't even make it, who that?
With your thoughts to be devoted and floated. I demoted and noted the posture of an imposter. There ain't no way to sugarcoat it. It's ridiculous. Who be standing out like a crook on the grind since the beginning of time? That's how we do. You know, my struggle is ugly the way I juggle these clubs. I'll be a man amongst men and I got juice but a jump. Cause it's surely the aspiration. Been to blow like bottle rockets. Get these rubber bands off of my wrist and into my pocket. Roll with a few who's respectable. Skeptical of the opposite. Susceptible to the receptacle when I be rocking. Tearing them shit, aware and glaring my whip. You hear it, no comparison fit. And the bottom line, I read your line, shine with mine. With the thunder, I got the power to make people wonder.
I like the way he do that, cause nowadays they do that. Can't even make your who that.
This brother jump. They both at work.
Well, your ass need to be nimble.
Excuse me, brother. What we call drugs is 74th Street Baptist Church. We call us sinners.
Well, around here, between Normandy and Weston, we call this here a little twin.
Wow.
Nigga.
Won't you just give him a little bit for my cataract?
You didn't put in on this, man.
Then to get a receipt, my brother. Look, she bending over. Claude Hammer. The Lord is my shepherd. He know what I want. Excuse me, brother. Miss Parker.
Told you. The weed be letting you know. Evil look.
Bitches, 347-826-7667. And now, back to the show. To Disorderly Conduct with your host Vince in the Bay. Call in now, biatches, 347-826-7667. And now back to the show.
For the nigga who be talking loud and holding his dick, talking shit, he better lay low. For the bitch that said I got some shit up out of my dick, now she sick, she better lay low. For the niggas who be claiming my hood and really ain't for my gang. I hope he don't be thinking I'm just talking and I won't do a thing. Really hope so.
Stop that one.
Oh yeah, Vince in the Bay back here with you taking calls. 347-826-7667 is the number. I have my co-host tonight, filling in for the missing Ruby Sexy Candy tonight, is Ben, so far, Nature Boy. What's up, Nature Boy? Nature Boy, unmute yourself, dude. All right. Nature Boy is being bashful, or I don't know, maybe he's still having a smoke break himself. You'd like to join me? It's hour number two here on Free Ball Friday. I know it said Disorderly Conduct. That's technically what the show is. But for all intents and purposes, it doesn't matter. It's Free Ball Friday all day, in your face, fully liberated scrotums live on the air, kids. Nature Boy, I hope you are free balling tonight. If you're not, you are going to be penalized. And you will not win your free queen-size mattress that you won earlier for playing tongue twisters. If anybody else wants to join me, feel free to do so. The lines are wide open, kids. Don't be shy. 347-826-7667. Don't make me have to, go hunt around somewhere on the internet and try to dig somebody up to call. Because I'll do it. At this point, I could, I'll even take some troll calls. So, trolls, if you want to join me, there's a special number, special dial-in number just for trolls. If you want to use the troll number, that number is 1-347-826-7667. Again, the troll only line. That's 1-347-826-7667. I'm Vincent LeVay. I encourage you to join me in this cavalcade of mediocrity that I call Free Ball Friday. And, you know what I haven't done in a long time? I haven't paid tribute. You know, I was hoping to have Ruby Sexy Candy on the show. We had such a great time last week with Ruby Sexy Candy. We wanted to do it again. She called in last night. She was actually, if you want to hear Ruby Sexy Candy, she was on the show last night. Actually, last night's show was really fucking cool. I had two really sexy chicks on my show at the same time. It was Ruby Sexy Candy and Angel at the same time. Ruby Sexy Candy was, I don't know. I had the sexy overload. I was hoping she'd catch up with me tonight, but it wasn't to be. So I had Nature Boy filling in for the first hour. That was satisfactory, I suppose. If any of the ladies out there want to join me here for hour number two, don't be shy. I won't bite very hard. In the meantime, I'm going to get myself hard by listening to a little bit of Harris Faulkner. Here's my tribute to her. I love you, Harris.
Hello, everybody. I'm Harris Faulkner, joined today by...
Mrs. May.
Coming up, the president and Democrats, they're hot. And tax cuts. So they say. You can't protest if you haven't actually read the material.
No doubt. An ooh factor of 10.
I was just, ew, and they're just... but, you know, I'm on the other end of the fish chain. Can you eat a piranha? I'm from the South. We fry everything.
I would probably eat that.
Yeah, it'd be good. Serve it with fries. Well, we are minutes away from President Obama arriving. Stimulus. Crucial speech on jobs, and dare we say, stimulus. I don't think it's really just him. I think he probably has some people. I'm Harris Faulkner, and for Julie Banderas, and we are live, flexing some political muscle to resolve a flap over Old Glory. How's your golf game? Well, golfers will tell you, it's a game that soothes the soul. Rusty, we found a place for my 5.5-inch heels, finally. More trouble tonight, just two stops as we go across America. Have a good one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls and a bitch ain't one.
Got maximum control of the crap patrol.
Hoes want to make sure my casket's closed.
Bitch ass troll says flippity floppity floopity.
I'm from the Bay, stupid.
What type of facts are those?
If you grew up with hoes in your pantaloons.
Celebrate the minute that you was having a hoe.
I like my hoes.
You can kiss my whole asshole.
If you don't like my floppy, you can press a bitch.
I got beef with radio if they don't play my show. They don't take a hint.
Well, I don't give a shit.
So?
That bitch is trying to use my white ass. So you can smoke more hash for ass.
Fuckers!
I don't know what you're taking me as.
So understand the intelligence of Vincent the Bay has.
I'm from hags to bitches, niggas. I ain't dumb.
I got 99 trolls.
And a bitch ain't one.
I got 99 trolls, but a bitch ain't one.
If you're having troll problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 trolls.
But a bitch ain't one. Hit me!
Hi, I was just wondering what this show was all about.
Tonight, it's open line. It's all about you, sister. So whatever's on your mind, share it with us.
I just broke up with my boyfriend, and I was wondering what I should do to get him back.
Do you give a good blowjob?
Well, not exactly. I'm missing a couple fingers
first off,
on one
hang
hand.
Hang on. There's the problem right there. Maybe you wouldn't have lost your boyfriend in the first place had you learned how to give proper fellatio.
Next.
Yeah, all right, let's take another call. We got a block number here, 111. You're on the air. Okay, I don't want to hear your stupid ringtone.
Well, my name is Kate, and I live in Chicago, and I just thought that, you sound like a babe.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
What a good with you, Vince.
What's on your mind tonight, dude?
Oh, man, shit, nothing. Just putting into your little mega show.
Thank you for the love, folks. I really appreciate it.
So I'm a homosexual, and my dad said that the earthquake in Japan was my fault because I listened to devil worship and music, like Lady Gaga and Rihanna. What's your opinion on that?
I say fuck what people say about you. If you like Lady Gaga, more power to you, brother.
Once upon a time, not too long ago, a nigga like myself had a strong arm, a hoe. This is not a hoe in the sense
for having a pussy, but a pussy having no goddamn sense. Try and push me. I try to ignore him, talk to the Lord, pray for him, but some fools just love to perform. You know the type, loud as a motorbike, but wouldn't bust a grape in a fruit fight. And only thing that's gonna happen is I'ma get the clapping, and he and his boys gonna be yapping to the captain. And there I go trapped in the Kit Kat again. Back through the system with the riffraff again. Fiends on the floor, scratching again. Paparazzis with their cameras, snapping them. DA try to give a nigga shaft again. Half a mil for bail cause I'm African. All because the fool was harassing them. Trying to play the boy like he's saccharine. But ain't nothing cheaper, I hold my gun. I got and the bitch ain't one. Hit me.
I got
99 problems.
Hit me.
Hello. Hello, 111, yeah, you're on the air.
Hi, Vince.
Hey, who's this?
It's me.
Who?
Carl.
Who?
Carl.
Carl.
Carl. Oh, hi, Carl. Yeah, hey, what's up, Carl? What's on your mind tonight?
Listen, did you take the cats for a walk tonight? Or, because I think little Sparky peed on your side of the bed. And can you run to the store for me and get me some hummus?
Okay, the cat's name is not Sparky or Spunky or whatever you called it. All right, it's, I don't even know what the goddamn cat's name is, but I don't have time for this shit. Benjamin Solomon. Benjamin, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Oh, I'm just chilling with two fine young ladies and enjoying my second White Russian of the evening, and also just sucked down a nice little healthy bone hit.
Well, anyway, where's Goofy Bone and what I need to do?
The other day, okay, I was going down my man, and I smelled something, and I didn't know what it was. And I know that wasn't me, you know?
Now,
wait.
I'm sorry.
Wait, who is this? Are you telling me that this is the bitch on my man? I don't understand.
No, I'm not saying that. No, I'm suggesting that you maybe
because
you want to switch.
If
you want to switch men with this other bitch, maybe you and the other bitch want to switch teams.
Is she calling my man? Is this a girl calling my man? Is this a girl who's...
Like, let's think of this as like the NBA. You guys are trading players, all right? All right. 925, you're on the air. What's up?
I had a question for Razzle Dazzle.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's it like being Mormon?
She's not Mormon. She's
like
Baptist.
A Mormon.
She said she's Baptist. She's not Mormon. She lives in Utah. She's not Mormon.
How? If you're from Utah, you're Mormon.
Immigrated here.
Utah is a state. It has geographical boundaries. Just because you're physically in those geographical boundaries does not mean you are automatically anything.
I just want to know why she on my man. I just want to know.
Who's your man?
Why your man on me?
Why
you know my
man
Darnell. You don't know my man Darnell. My man at work. Shit, he getting paid. This ain't cheap. This don't come cheap. I want to know who this razzle dazzle is getting it free on the side. Sideline hoe, sideline bitch. I don't care. How comes I can't be the co-host? What's so great?
Well, I'll tell you what. I can have more than one co-host. It doesn't matter. I can have several co-hosts. I have plenty of jelly rolls to accommodate everybody, ladies, so... You know, there's plenty of room. My lap is like a fucking amphitheater, all right?
Yo, it's Darrell. Darnell. Sonny, what's up,
wait,
little bitch?
What?
Oh.
All right, man, forget it. You gotta try harder. It's your boy. Vince in the bank.
If you're having troll problems, I'm your bad for you. I got 99 trolls.
Hey, Vincent the Bay back here with you. I actually have zero trolls so far tonight. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but I'll tell you what's a good thing. I have 50 rubles here with me. 50 rubles. What's going on, dude? What's cooking? Ribbles, are you unmuted? Make sure you're unmuted, 50 Ribbles. Purdue? Okay. Let's go to area code 415. You're on the air. Okay. Hand up on the 415. Not talking. All right. Let's take another call here. Area code 612. You're on the air.
Vince, how's it going?
That's who I thought it was. It's Dr. Calpo. Hey, I'm doing great, Dr. Calpo. How are you and what's on your mind tonight?
Not much. Just got off work from the airport and just heading down 494 westbound. Just figured I'd give someone a call on Blog Talk Radio and patch you in. Here we are.
There we are. Hey, glad to have you on the show, bro. The show is simulcasting at three different locations tonight. It's Free Ball
Sweet.
Friday.
Nice.
I hope you're not wearing any underwear tonight because it is Free Ball Friday.
I talked about that on my videos on YouTube that you don't wear underwear, so we discussed that. So that was
I've been watching your videos. I watched one of your videos last night. In fact, yeah. I watch them late at night when I'm all alone in my room. And I have just my when I'm free balling at night, but just with my underpants on.
Right. Yeah.
It's the reverse of Free Ball Friday at night, I guess. And I watch your videos, and you are a handsome man. Let me tell you, Calpo, you could be like if you just use a little Grecian formula in that hair, you could be a leading man.
Well, I'm in the beauty business. I get free healthcare stuff, so that's some good gel. But you know, that's to keep I'm losing my hair, so I got to somehow make it look good.
Don't worry about it. You got to do the Jack Nicholson thing, dude. Just throw in some dye. You can just subtly just dye it over the course of a couple of weeks, and nobody will even notice it. And have jet black hair, and you'll look like 10 years younger, dude.
I know.
I'm turning
50 and my hair is going away.
It's all good, man. 50's the new 40, bro. You're young.
Yeah. So
what's been going on? Are you having a feud with Uncle Bobby? Or I'm sorry, DJ
no,
Uncle
I'm just,
Bobby?
No, I'm just busting his nuts. Having some fun with Uncle Bobby. He knows. No. I didn't have my very first video and I introduced myself. I think I mentioned you. I mentioned Debbie Dale. Yeah, I mentioned certain shows. You know, all my shows are not, just whatever comes to my mind. You know, I don't write off a script. So I was trying to think of shows. I said Vince the Big, Debbie Daly, you know, whatever. And I went down the road. And so he said, you know, you didn't mention me. So every show, every video I do, I make sure I tell people Uncle Bobby. No, we're not feuding. He usually calls with me on Dr. Calpo every Saturday morning, you know. So no. I just give him busting his nuts for having a good time with the video. So. Oh, no.
Right.
No. We're having a good time. I like Uncle Bob. I call his show to give him content. He calls my show to give me content. And no. I like to bust his nuts about playing music and sing and a bad singer. So, no. I love Uncle Bob. We just like give each other crap.
So. Uncle Bobby is a very good friend of the show here. He's also a very paranoid schizophrenic friend of the show. I got to tell you, he comes on here and I don't know, it doesn't matter what I say to him, if I'm nice to him or not, it doesn't matter how I end the conversation, he always goes away somehow thinking that I don't like him or something. And then because it seems like every time he comes on, he's like, oh, hey, Vince, so I'm really pissed at you, man, or whatever. And I'm like, dude, he's always got some side drama going on that I am not even aware of.
I agree.
You know,
he's engaged. What do you expect? He's engaged. He's got two kids. What do you expect?
Oh, boy. Oy vey. Hey, let me see. Let's see if we...
I'm still waiting for your YouTube videos of Troll Wars. I'm waiting for you to put up as a good...
Well, you know what? I have some more things to add to the Troll War archives.
You do?
Over the last week, you missed my mega show on, last week's show on Friday, Free Ball Friday from last week.
Was it last Friday?
Last Friday. That I got hit pretty hard, and also Sunday night on mega show, I got hit really hard.
Who trolled you?
Uh, the ONTD crew.
Oh, my God.
Actually, it was three crews at once. It was three. There was a perfect storm of three different internet troll crews. It was the BWC,
right.
the ONTD, and the Flawless crew were all in the chat room at the same time. It ended up, all grand totaled, it ended up being over 500 live listeners. It was crazy.
Oh, my God. Well, you know what happened last Tuesday? I was I kind of trolled my own show. I got sick of my own radio show on Tuesday night.
You trolled your own show. That's brilliant.
Well,
you're always on the cutting edge, dude.
Well, so I'm doing my own show, and I called into another show. You know, I'm trolling the show, and we're talking pop culture, and all of a sudden, they move on, and all of a sudden I'm reading, all of a sudden I puked on my own show, and I go, I think I'm done tonight. Good night.
Oh, I heard about that. You actually puked on your own show.
Yes, last Tuesday night I ended it early. I was doing a troll show, you know, speculation sports, you know, kind of a Vince of the Bay kind of a show, but you know, kind of something that, you know, attempting to get have content. There was only one person in the room, that was Goofy Bone, and all of a sudden I just that's all she wrote, and I couldn't breathe, and all of a sudden I tried to hold it back, and I pulled my garbage can down, and I go, hang on a second, and I could go on. I go, good night, and I ended it. So. It's you know,
damn.
50 minutes into a 2-hour show, it was all over with the crying and tears. So I trolled my own show and I puked. And that's the way it goes.
That's cool. I'll have to go listen to that. That was last Tuesday then, right?
Last Tuesday. So you can fast forward all the crap. I called in two different shows and I trolled them both shows. And I like about both those shows, you know, when I do call in the shows and I go with my Bill Clinton, like I call with Stupid Show about 3 weeks ago. I called him. I was in overtime. And they hung up on me when I did a Bill Clinton show.
Oh, what we should do? We should do right now, since I have you here, and I want to get you on the record committing this to this too. I want to set up a show where I have my special co-host is Bill Clinton.
Oh,
can you set that? Can we set that up? Is that possible?
I got to see what I'm doing. I mean, I work at the airport. We could do it some night. Sure, I'll do it. Okay.
I'll tell you what. There's no rush. There's no hurry at all.
I understand.
In fact, in the next week, I'm already kind of booked for the next week or so. But in the future, if there's like one night where you're like, hey, Bill Clinton called me and said, tell that Vincent Bay character that, hey, this day is free, you know, whatever. Tuesday, the 12th of June, whatever. I know he's a busy guy.
No,
but,
I don't understand.
You tell him to look at his calendar, pencil in Vincent the Bay for co-hosting. Tell him I guarantee him I'll get at least like 3 or 4 bimbos to call into the show. And
oh, perfect. I tell you what, Bill went on this, it was the African-American show. It was a J.R. Juni show about, I don't know, in October. Bill, he called around to people, and Bill was giving out advice on how to unemployment and calling all these girls, and they were all excited about Bill, and one guy wanted to know if Bill would give him a reference to get a job, and Bill said yes, and, you know, so Bill, for a good hour, Bill did trolling of calling all these girls, all United States of America, and girls were excited, and then he called a couple ex-cons that needed help, you know, getting a job, so Bill gave advice, so Bill had a great time, and tonight, Bill went on the big game show tonight with Peter Dupakis and Jesse Ventura and, a couple of characters for a good 20 minutes. He took over the whole show. They smoked, they drank beer, they drank liquor, and they had a good time on the big game show tonight. You know, so he kind of busted into the show at about 5:30 while I was at the airport. Bill tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Hey, Cowboy, I want to call into this big game show." So he took the cell phone out of my hand and he called into the show. Monty Python and the Flying Circus came along, and you know how it is. Bill could take over a show just like that. That's why we have the big show every Sunday. You know how that is.
Yeah, that's awesome. I love it. Well, you send out the open invitation to President Clinton. Tell him to find a night in the schedule. You know when I'm on. I mean, you're on with me right now. You can tell him.
Absolutely.
When I'm here.
I will talk to the 42nd, partial 44th. He is due to do a show, too, pretty soon. He's done a show in a long time. You know, I'm his producer, and I've been pretty busy, but I think Bill's got to set up a show one of these days and read the newspaper on his, you know. He likes doing that, and I think Pedro wants to come on the show, so I think Bill's due for Bill Clinton
Pedro?
Show.
Who the fuck is Pedro?
Pedro is from Up in Smoke. Pedro DePacas.
Up in Smoke? You mean this is like some Cheech and Chong sort of wannabe character?
Yeah. Pedro DePacas.
Yeah, have him call in too. I could use although I just had a Mexican on my show a couple nights ago. I had Goofy Bone on. So you know what I like doing nowadays? I'm trying to shop for co-hosts, and you're welcome to join me as a co-host as well, Cowpote, if you can fit it in your schedule.
Sure.
But you know, it's kind of like I'm trying to get a different co-host like every night or a special guest every night.
Right.
And you know, I'm trying to get it like, you know, get some variety. Variety is the spice of life, right? So,
right.
You know, it's almost like when you're going out for dinner, you know, you have Chinese one night, the next night you have Mexican, the next night you have Italian. So right now I'm kind of like, you know, I just had Mexican a couple nights ago. I'm looking for like some Italian or something. Actually, I just had some Italian too. I had Angel on the show last night. She's Italian. So I'm not even looking for Italian either.
On Cowpo TV, I've been shopping for a co-host. You know, I've been making pleas for a female co-host. Like, I even asked Moxie if she'd listen to come on my show. But
Forget it.
I don't think she's gone, bro.
Not going to happen. She's not coming back. She's gone forever.
Really? She's gone?
Gone.
I did.
You can listen to her in the archive.
Me and Debbie Daly did do a co-host together about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, hey, there you go.
We did a
Dr. You should have Debbie Daly on your show, like, on the daily.
Well, she doesn't like it when someone takes over a radio show because it's all about her.
You know how it is.
The more callers, the better, right? Because then the callers give you content, and you take the callers
where
they want to go.
It's all about the callers.
Right. I mean, I called a show from my show one day, and Bill wanted to talk, and the guy, put me on hold. He goes, "Who in the hell is that?" You know, that me. You know what he said? Now we know why we don't take callers. Well, you know, why would you not take a caller? You know, you're doing a radio show. Why would you not take a caller? So I don't even hang up on me when Bill comes out, and other people will go right along with me when I troll them from my show on Dr. Cowpo, the Big Show. The smart ones will, like, go right along with me, and Bill will have a good time, or Pedro, and we have a good time. The guys will hang up on me, and they freak out.
For those of you just tuning in, I'm freeballing, bitches, and I'm doing it live on three different platforms right now. If you're on one of the three platforms, I encourage you to join me on the other two. I'm broadcasting first and foremost on Blog Talk Radio, and you can reach that at blogtalkradio.com/VinceInTheBay. I'm also on Ustream right now. I think it's ustream.com/VinceInTheBay. I don't know. If you go to the chat room on Blog Talk Radio, you'll see the link for it. Also, tinychat.com/VinceInTheBay. Big ups to the tiny chatters. That would be Hot Janelle, Beachbum 55, and Fat Red Dragon. Hot Janelle and Fat Red Dragon are from the 420 Grindhouse crew, and they are good friends of the program, and Hot Janelle is going to be joining me Sunday night for Mega Show. It's going to be Mega Show with Vince of the Bay, special co-host Hot Janelle. Stay tuned for that. Dr. Cowpote, I would encourage you to call in, and if you can that night, and maybe even see if the president wants to call in, because Hot Janelle is hot. Janelle, for
really?
A reason. Yeah.
Really?
She's so hot. You know how people get sunstroke? The sun gets Hot Janelle stroke.
Cool. Sweet.
Yeah, she's that hot. She's
we like hot.
Hot,
you gotta like it hot. Y'all like it hot.
Spicy.
Hot, juicy.
Yeah. Muy caliente.
Sweet.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Vince in the Bay. I'm pulling into my driveway here on the east side of the Port Side, Minnetonka. Thank you so much for taking my call, and we will get together with Bill Clinton. All right? Have a great night. Thank you, Vince.
All right, bro. Thanks a lot. Dr. Cowpoke, good night. There he is, Dr. Cowpote, joining us live from Minnesota. And he's a good friend of our program, and he's also friends with another good friend of the program, being the 42nd slash partial 44th President of the United States, William Jefferson Clinton, who also has a show here on Blog Talk Radio. I shit you not, Bill Clinton has a show on Blog Talk Radio. Go check it out. Just go on Blog Talk and search for Bill Clinton, and you'll find him. And let's see if we have 50 rubles with us. 50, what's up?
Hold on.
All right, holding on. All right, while we're holding on for 50 rubles, we're going to take a break. It's Friday. Join me, 347-826-7667. I'll be right back.
Daddy, they call hard times. Friday's child, that's me. Friday's child, born a little ugly. Friday's child, good looks have survived. Friday's something look like nothing. Friday's child, am I? Forget to bury.
When you're wearing pants with no underpants, try it sometime. Enjoy it. be liberated. Yes, I'm liberated. I have no underpants on, and I'm Vincent the Bay. And there's 20 minutes to go if you want to join me. Plenty of time to call in. 347-826-7667. Let's try again, once again. What's cooking, 50 rubles?
Oh, man, I've been chopping it up today, man, chopping it up.
Yeah, what are you chopping exactly?
Chopping up the video.
Chopping broccoli. All right, Tell us about the video.
Well, you're in it.
I'm the star of it, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're part of the video.
I'm a feature.
In fact,
I'm actually the leading man, the male lead.
Yeah.
Tell them who my romantic lead is.
What's that?
Who's my romantic lead in the film? I am my opposite.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
Yeah. This is early Paltrow too. This was shot a long time ago, and this is an old school film, underground art film. This is before
it's when she first started doing the playing the bagpipes.
Yeah, yeah. And what's it called again?
Pretty good. Vincent the Bay.
No. The name of the film.
Vincent the Bay. I changed the name. I'm going to ride on your coattail.
Oh, it's just the film is just called Vincent the Bay.
Yeah, I renamed it.
I'm going to sue you for copyright infringement.
Well, yeah, but this is the YouTube era. It's fucking unless you got like a lot of money,
that's kind of fucked up, man. I'm going to totally sue your ass, dude. I'm calling my lawyer right now. This shit is not normal, dude. That's fucking not cool. But you did not check that out with me.
Well,
hello, 50 rubles. Yeah. Are you still there?
Yeah, we're here.
You're cutting in and out there. Could
you were patriot-gregging,
as they say.
That was on purpose. I was trying to make it sound like the phone's cutting out.
Patriot Greg.
Well, you succeeded. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. No problem.
I was editing most of the day. Now I'm going to go drink.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's great.
Yeah. So, just want to let you know.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for letting us know.
Thank you, very nice.
So, what's going on in the show tonight?
I had a guest earlier for the first hour. My co-host was Nature Boy, Ric Flair. He's a friend of the program. He called in and was my guest for the first hour. We just kicked it. And we played a Tongue Twisters. Do you want to play Tongue Twisters?
Oh, yeah.
All right, let's play Tongue Twisters.
Okay, ready to
go. Right, so I'm going to give you
Tongue Twister. Giveaways. Are you going to give away anything?
Oh, you want to see what you're playing for tonight? All right, let's see what...
I want to see what we're giving away tonight.
All right, this is what you're playing for.
Okie doke.
All right. Let me dial this in here. What is 50 rubles playing for tonight? Well, I'll tell you. All right, that's Houston. I don't want to be in Houston. Hang on, I'm in Houston. I gave away something earlier. Nature Boy he's in Houston in H-Town, and he played for a mattress. But he has to go pick it up tomorrow. He has to go pick it up tomorrow between 8 and 12, but it doesn't clarify a.m. or p.m. So he's got to show up at 8 in the morning.
It could be 8 in the morning to midnight.
And if if they don't get there between 8 and noon, he's got to come back at 8 midnight, 8 p.m. and stay till midnight because they didn't put a.m. or p.m. on there. They didn't put any – there's no contact or anything. It just, like, gives the address and says show up. It's free.
Oh.
Yeah. It's pretty fucked up. All right, so let's go to where you are. You are in the Bay Area. I know that because I'm in the Bay Area and I've seen you in the Bay Area. Let's see.
Yeah.
Let's go for broke here. Let's go to let's see what 50 rubles is playing for tonight. see. What do we got here? Hang on a second. I got it. Let me get some. There's so much to choose from. I want to see what would we get. Here we go. A free Newtone food prep center.
Oh.
That's right. Newtone built-in food prep parts. Blender and lid, mixer, bowl, base, mixer, motor, and beater. From the late 70s, I think. It's free. You have to come pick it up. You got to pick it up in Santa Clara, but it's a free blender. And that's what 50 rubles is playing for tonight for the second edition of Tongue Twisters.
Okay.
All right, so here we go. First Tongue Twister. You ready?
All right. Yeah, I'm ready to go.
All right. Tongue Twister number one. Here you go. Charlie chooses cheese and cherries.
He thrusts his fists against the post and still insists that he sees ghosts. Is that right? Is that
correct.
Right?
Correct, yes. All right, you ready for another one?
I got it right. I won the mattress.
No. You got to do three of them.
Okay.
You got to do three of them. So you got one right. You got to get two more right, and then you get the mattress.
Okay.
It's not a mattress either. You didn't get the mattresses earlier. You were actually playing for
futon.
The Newtone Food Prep Center. You have to go pick it up
futon?
At Santa Clara.
Futon? A futon food
no,
prep center?
No, it's not a futon. It's Newtone. I pronounced that wrong. It's Newtone. That's the brand. It's Newtone.
Oh, it's like the company that makes the
It's a blender.
Doorbell.
Yeah, it's a blender. It's an old blender. And it's the whole thing. It's the mixer bowl, the base, the mixer motor, and the beater. Yeah, it's the whole shebang. You got to go pick it up in Santa Clara, though. It doesn't specify, though. But we're not even done yet, dude. Let's not get ahead of ourselves here, dude, because you haven't even won yet. You've only gotten one right so far.
I already won the bed.
What?
I won the futon. I already won it.
You didn't win the futon. It's not a futon.
I came up with
first of all, it's not a goddamn futon. It's not a futon, okay? 50 rubles. It's a goddamn Newtone food processor. It's a mix. It's like a juicer mixer thing, right?
It's not that far. If you say Newtone and food processor, that's like a tongue twister in itself because you say futon new processor.
You're incorrect, sir. Incorrect. All right. We got to go on to the next one. You ready? The next tongue twister.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready.
You've only got one right. You got two more before you even get a futon or anything. It doesn't matter. You haven't won shit.
Okay.
All right?
Okay. All right.
All right. Second tongue twister. Here we go.
Okay.
Fat frogs flying past fast.
Peanut butter on my shoes on Tuesday.
Judges?
Huh?
Correct. Try it again. Try it again. Do you want to hear it one more time?
Street ambient sound effects.
You're not even close, dude. You're not even close, all right? If you get this wrong, you don't get the free fucking toaster oven or whatever the fuck it was, right?
No,
it was the blender. Blender, the Newtone. All right, here it is. One more time. We're still at number two.
Okay.
Tongue twister number two. Try it again. Here it is.
Fat frogs flying past fast.
There you go. Can you get it?
Export QuickTime movie using current settings.
Correct.
Yeah, I knew it.
Yeah, all right. So you got two right. You got one more to go, dude. One more. Are you ready?
Go get the futon? How
much
did you get to Houston?
It's not a futon, dude. It's not in Houston. It's in the Bay Area. The futon, there's no futon at all. Actually, if you want a futon, you know what? I can change it to a futon. I'm sure if I look on here, I can find a futon.
I bet I can look out my fucking window and see a futon. I don't even want one of those.
God. All right, come on, let's just do it. We got one more tongue twister to go. If you get this one right, you are getting whatever the fuck you want. I don't even care. We're just going to end this. We got to do one more, though. You ready?
All right.
All right, let's see if you can get this one. This is like the hardest one. It's like impossible to do. I can't even do it. All right, you ready? Here it is.
Yeah.
Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
When the smoke clears, I got the sole controller.
Nope, try again.
Ghostface Killer?
Keep going.
Raekwon?
No. Oh, dude, you're going to blow this, dude. Are you kidding me? You're so close. All right, okay, one more time. Do you want to hear it again just to make sure you get it right? All right, well, I'm going to play it again. I don't care. You're going to hear it is one more time. Listen really closely. You got real close. Here it is. One more time.
Can you imagine an imaginary menagerie manager imagining managing an imaginary menagerie?
I'm going to export to the desktop right now.
Losers winning. Bye-bye.
All right, folks, if you want to join me here, the number is 347-826-7667. I'm Vince in the Bay. Plenty of time for you to join me here tonight and make love to me on air. I'm available, ladies. If you want to join me on the internet, I'm all over the place, bitches. Right now I'm broadcasting on fucking three platforms. I'm on, I'm writing a Sibian right now. I'm multitasking on two laptops. I am broadcasting on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/Vince in the Bay. Also over at tinychat.com/Vince in the Bay. Do an insider extreme over there on the cam. Also do an insider extreme on ustream.com. And check me out on the Blogspot. I'm over there. I'm over on the Blogspot. It's vinceinthebay.blogspot.com. Check out upcoming guests. I have some cool people lined up. I have a comedian. Her name's Kate Brindle. She's going to be on Mega Show, not this Sunday, but next Sunday. Check that out. What else? Tuesday, I'm doing a show. It's a WonderCon preview. I'm going to have the creators of Help, I'm Alive. It's a new web series that's it's coming out. They're debuting it at WonderCon. They're going to present part of. They're going to talk to us about that and give us a preview of WonderCon, and then hopefully come back the following week at some point and give us a wrap up for all the geekazoids that are into that kind of bullshit. And as I mentioned earlier, big ups to Hot Janelle. Hot Janelle will be joining me Sunday night. Sunday night mega show with Hot Janelle. That should be hot for sure. And big ups to Kentucky Wildcats for upsetting the Ohio Buckeyes. I thought Ohio was on the way to the Final Four, and they got nixed by the Wildcats tonight. Also, big ups to the other Wildcats from Arizona for upsetting Duke the other night. That was last night. That was hot. Digging that. Being a Carolina fan, I'm very happy to see Carolina advancing to the Elite Eight, and Duke and Ohio State being left in the dust. But I'm scared of this Kentucky team, kids. I think they're the dark horse now. I think they're the team to look out for. They look good. They beat Ohio State. They hung with Ohio State really, really tough. So big ups to them. Big ups to you for joining me on this fantabulous Friday night, Free Ball Friday. I'm your host, Vince in the Bay. Got 10 minutes to go on Friday night / Saturday morning. If you want to hang out with me, it's not too late. I'm going to take a quick little brickety break and be right back.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better.
I'm
it out here in a minute or two, but there's still a chance to take your calls. If you want to do it now. Melinda, if there's ever a chance for you to call, a perfect opportunity, it'd be right now. Melinda has come back to me and is in her rightful place in my chat room, listening to my voice as it soothes her, as she winds down her evening or her morning, thinking about me and the sound of my voice tickling her eardrums as she lays down to sleep at night, dreaming of Vincent the Bay and how, wow, it looks like I'm clearing out the chat room here. Jesus. Big ups to everybody who's sticking around. Thank you, Melinda, for joining me. It's been a while. Thank you. Beach Bum 55, Donnie C, Fat Red Dragon, Melinda, and guest 21691. Thanks for tuning in. Sticking it out here till the very end. Big Booty Ho was on here earlier. That was, I mean, in the chat earlier. That was fun chit-chatting with her, it, whatever. Beach Bum 55, hanging out hardcore in the chat and the tiny chat. I never got around to uploading that video that I made, but I'll do that. Beach Bum, you need to, you're on Twitter. I'll tweet it to you. Or actually, you know what? This is what we should do. Fat Red Dragon, you should direct message me your email, and I'll email you the video, and then if you give me the thumbs up, if you don't care, I'll just put it on YouTube. I don't give a shit. Whatever the deal is, you can just tell me in the chat what you want to do. You can either instant message me or your email, and I can email it to you if you want in the DL, if you want to see it first. Or fuck it, I'll just put it. It's not that, I mean, everybody saw it. It's just hilarious. Actually, I feel bad for the unsuspecting people. I'll probably hear from them, if anybody. I know there was one kid that was just laughing the entire time. He had this huge, like, ear-to-ear grin on his face the entire time. It was beautiful. And I'll post that somewhere, somehow, for everybody to enjoy. But that's sexy fun time. Now, I'm curious. I have a couple set minutes here. I want to ask you on air. You guys do the sexy fun time, and that's the video I'm talking about if you're just catching this story. Cannabis Monk does his show. It's called 420 Grindhouse. It's with Hot Janelle and Fat Red Dragon. Fat Red Dragon is notorious for doing the sexy fun time thing where he goes and ambushes these tiny chat rooms and starts stripping, and they do it live, like simulcasted while they're on BTR. And it's great. It's a great bit. I think it's hilarious. I think it's brilliant. And like I said, I captured the video from it the other night, and I'll show you. It's fucking hot. It's brilliant. It's great. It grosses me out because it's bordering on just being straight up gay. But the irony factor and just the shock value factor alone is entertaining enough, and I give props and respect to that for sure. But the only thing I have a problem with is the name. Sexy Fun Time. Now, I want to know when this sexy, quote, sexy fun time began. Because I've been doing a show off and on for, two, 3 years on BTR called Saturday Night Party Sexy Time. And it sounds suspiciously like what you call this little tiny chat ambush bit that you have, your sexy part. I'm not saying I was the first person to ever come across Party Sexy or Sexy Time or whatever the hell it's called. But I just think it's a little odd that around the time that I ran into you guys, suddenly you start doing these bits and calling them your Party Sexy Time. Now, if you think I'm bullshitting, go into my fucking archives. Go back, I don't know, it's got to be at least a year or two. So, I've done, sprinkled over the last year for sure, a number of shows, and I still have the goddamn, I'll play that as my outro music just to prove it to you bitches. Oh, he's on here. Let me pull him on real quick. We have a minute to go. All right, Fish Tank Shitter, a.k.a. Fat Red Dragon, what's up?
Hey, man. I'm not really sure where it was a part of the show the first time that I actually tuned in.
Which was when?
About 4 weeks ago. That's the first time I actually
tuned 4 weeks ago. Okay.
But All right. I wasn't responsible for the content or anything. I just was playing along, and I certainly, like I said,
I have no problem with the content at all. I think it's genius. I think it's brilliant. And once again, I'm going to share that video with you. I think it's awesome. I give ultimate props to it, maximum respect, whatever you want to say. But all I'm saying is the name is a little suspect to me.
Okay.
I think the branding is a little bit suspect. That's all I'm saying.
Well,
and I will play some proof for you as an outro here, just for your just for, this is Exhibit A, if you will. This is what I do. I'm not doing it tomorrow night, but I do off and on. If I ever do a Saturday show, I do it. It's called, now I call it the sexy bunga party time. Around, and I morphed it into this bunga party thing, but it's now, but I still have, where is it? God damn it. I got to find it here. I'm vamping here. Everybody who's tuning in live, thanks for tuning in. Check me out Monday night with Hot Janelle Mega Show, 9 p.m. Pacific, 10, that's midnight Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I love you. All right, so I still have you here, Fish Tank Shitter. We're going into OT here just so I can get Exhibit A here on the table.
I'm gonna bring this up to the network
you're gonna have to go ahead and do that. I'm not saying I'm gonna have my people call your people. I'm just saying that's all I'm doing.
Listen Lomborg, I want to make sure everybody's happy here, so I'm sure we can come to some peaceful agreement. Let me just find out from the network what the actual vital stats are on the segment, and I'll get back to you.
All right, very well. All right, I have so many goddamn files on here. I think I have probably like 500 files. This is absolutely insane. Let me see if I can find it. I know it's got to be here somewhere. All right, here, I'm going to play a little searching music. Oh, what a great show. That was fun, man. Thanks coming on here, Fat Red Dragon. Actually, while I'm searching for this, tell the folks a little bit about the 420 Grindhouse and how and what you do over there and how they can tune in.
Well, the 420 Grindhouse runs 6 days a week now. We do a Monday show with Hot Janelle called the Primetime Grind. You can catch that at blogtalkradio.com/cannabismonk. You can find the schedule and upcoming shows there, and then the monk hosts all the shows from Tuesday until Tuesday through Thursday, and then I jump on and do the Friday grind, and Hot Janelle and Cannabis Monk both host the Saturday morning show, the Wake and Bake show on the 420 Grindhouse. It's where you can find most of your cannabis-fueled mayhem needs. It's a call-in show that we turn it into a talk show when we have to, if we don't have enough callers. Just wait for everybody to get in on it, because it's a good time.
All right, cool.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I'm down for sure. Yeah. If you're in the archive and you're not an avid listener, a live listener of the program, and you're not familiar with Cannabis Monk and the 420 Grindhouse, go check it out. They are very, very, very entertaining. I try to hang out with them as much as I can, and I have a great time over there. And I love their party sexy time, but I have to tell you, I'm a little bit suspicious of the name, and I'll bring this up with Hot Janelle when she's my co-host Sunday nights right here on Blog Talk Radio. It'll be Mega Show with yours truly, Vince in the Bay, and my special co-host from 420 Grindhouse, Hot Janelle. Yeah, we'll do some party sexy time. Why not? Hot Janelle will be my featured co-host, but I invite Fat Red Dragon and Cannabis Monk and the whole fucking crew to come on as well. We can have party sexy time the whole time as far as I'm concerned. But I want to get to Exhibit A and get the fuck out of here. I'm Vincent Bay. Thanks for tuning in. This is Exhibit A. This is what will not be happening tonight or tomorrow night. But this is the theme song for my Party Sexy Time program that happens every so often on Saturday nights, late night, here on VTR. But you're only going to get a taste of this. This is just the intro, which is going to be my outro. Goodbye.
It's time for your Saturday Night Party Sexy Time.
With your host, Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Yeah, baby!
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay. I'm a troll and a liar.
What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince is a slut troll.
Yeah, hey.
Saturday Night Party Sexy, Sexy Time. Sexy Time.
Ooh.
Sexy Time.
Vince in the Bay.
Party Sexy Bay. Sexy Time.
Hi there, honey. I'm number one-y.
Vince in the Bay.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
I go to club on a Saturday night. I order vodka to make me feel right. The place is packed, dancing couples everywhere. Take a seat in the corner and stare. Suddenly I see you are dancing too. Your hips are shaking. I don't know what to do. I wanna talk to you, but my mouth is dry. Oh, why am I so shy? Yeah, baby, yo, boy, boy, boy. I wanna be a disco boy. I wanna dance with you. Wanna hold you tight. Wanna make you mine tonight.
Some of them are gay.
Oh my God.
Thank you very much.
Anyway. Saturday Night Party Sexy Time.
Hi there, fella. I'd like to see you after the show.
Yahoo!
Cactus. What about Vince in the Bay?
Vince in the Bay?
The Game Jam.
Vince in the Bay.
Represent in the Bay.
We're on the network.
Oh my God.
Oh.
Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time. Party sexy time.
Woo! Análisis de forma de vida completado. La especie es destructiva y invasora, nociva, peligrosa para la integridad del
mundo.
Vince in the Bay.
Vince in the Bay.
Saturday Night Party Sexy Time.
Vince, you stupid San Francisco 1978 Amber Crombie Finch loving piece of nipple clamp loving butt plug up the ass looking hot dog licking your ass having dog humping squirrel fisting bastard.
Thank you very much.
Party Sexy Time.
Oh,
my God.
I don't get down like that.